What's up, guys? This is Andy from Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. You're wondering, why is Andy the only one talking, and where's the music? We want to hear that deep bass line. Why the hell is Andy talking? Well, the reason I'm talking, guys, is because it was my week to edit this week's episode. And in the process of editing the episode, we had some technical difficulties that we did not know about while recording. So hence, here I am talking. But all our technical experience and engineering know-how led us to this week's episode. We tried to our best. You might notice Danny's voice is normal or high, and I'm low to lower. And I tried to do the best I can in the editing process of the episode. So this is the final product. We still want you to listen. We thought it was a pretty interesting conversation between me and Danny. But I don't mind talking to you guys by myself. Maybe down the road, who knows? Might be the Andy one-off special or the Andy show. No, guys, but seriously, I'm here. Danny's going to be here. You're going to hear him in a little bit. We want to thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us. And we promise you guys, we're really working on improving the quality of the show. We know it has gone down a little bit with the Skype, but we are desperately working on improving that, guys. So, again, listen to the show. As always, any engineers out there, fellow podcasters, got some tips to help us out, we would greatly appreciate it. So, here you go, guys. Enjoy.
Damas y caballeros, welcome back to Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. Remember, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and send in those questions, man. We love hearing from all of you guys. But again, this is Freeform Radio. My name is Daniel. I'm here today with
Andy, back from the cloud or something. I've been slacking off lately.
Yeah, man, it's been a busy couple weeks. It's been tough trying to connect in these busy lives. How is it over there in the 708, Andy? Or what's your area code over there, man?
It doesn't matter. Should I just say 312? Because I think our Chicago people would understand. But
yeah, I thought I saw your sister post something on Facebook that said, I live like 15 minutes away from Chicago, but I tell people I'm from Chicago.
That's the thing. You know, that's one of my things right now. I went to craft brewery thing at the Brookfield Zoo. Not to get sidetracked here, Danny. I know we had a game plan, but this is Free From Network, so just spit out shit whenever we think about.
Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, we need that Geico horn. But so I went to the Zoo Brew, and me and my wife were enjoying these exotic liquors, and our white brethren are there, which they're fun to see when they're drinking. But the Latino community wasn't really representing, which I take it as, I just want to get fucked up, I don't care what I'm drinking type of attitude. Like, if you put Budweiser in front of me, I'll fucking drink it, or I'll put King Cobra 40s. But there was a handful of Latinos, I guess. Is that proper now? I don't even know. That might be offending people.
Yeah, I know. So I never done that brew thing at the zoo. How is it? Do they give you like a big glass or what? How's that thing work?
Yeah, we signed up. It's $65. They give you like an eight ounce cup,
like a shot glass, or what is that? Like a half a glass?
Like half a quarter of a pint. Was a pint what's 16 ounces?
So it's like the glasses that they like.
Half a can, so 6 ounces, I'm guessing.
Okay, all right.
So you go to these breweries, these local breweries, they fill it up for you. You drink it, you're like, oh, this is disgusting. Oh, this is awesome. And then you go to the next one, and then there's like washing stations with water so you can clear the cup. Or you could be a savage, as the kids say, and just fucking pound. Go to the next setup and tell them, fill me up, buddy. And then they either have like mini kegs or they have like cans or bottles there.
Yeah, I'm a connoisseur of beer, so I would have to rinse it off so it wouldn't mess my palate and maybe eat a few bananas.
The hardcore people, they take pretzels, they put pretzel necklaces.
Pretzels, wow.
Yeah, and then so to cleanse their palate, Danny, you know, do you know what the word palate is? I know you went to college, you know.
Yeah, but I thought it was bananas, because I thought it was you eat a banana to kind of clean up your tongue.
Should, but everybody had pretzels, and my wife's like, should I make nuts about pretzel necklaces? And I'm like, I don't want to be that guy, so no. So we're walking around, and we're enjoying all our exotic beers, and like I said, like me, I'm like, man, there's a lot of white people around here. Sweet. I feel safe. Unless there's a white woman with a telephone and sunglasses, then I get a little scared.
Oh, well, the sunglasses is the way to go, man. That way you can keep your peripheral vision going, you know, kind of scope out what's going on. And then the wifey's none too wiser. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So we're there, and then this guy kind of bumped into me. I'm going to say he was a Latino gentleman.
So that's when you're like, what's your set, man? Where are you from?
I'm like, what you be about, you know?
Like, uh-huh.
Old school street thing. And he's like, he apologized, so immediately, I didn't back down. I fucking started getting rougher. Like, fuck you, man, you know? But I was like, my wife controlled me. I'm civilized now.
Yeah. You're like EAD, man.
Pretty much. I'm like, oh, man, I'm from the J, motherfucker, represent. He's like, huh? No, that didn't happen. But, so I was talking to him, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, it's great to see another Latino person. And I'm like, this guy don't look Mexican to me. So right away, he's like, I'm from Humboldt Park. So he's like, oh, he's Puerto Rican, right? So I'm like, oh, man. And then, no, I'm just messing around. But I started talking to him, and we started talking about, man, there's a lot of white people here. And then he brought over, I guess, his cousins and his wife. Now, this guy looked like he was in late 20s, and he already had, like, 3 kids, which was interesting.
So did he have his kids with him, or he came solo?
He came solo with his wife. But his wife was Mexican, and then she started berating him, saying,
damn, like in front of you?
Yeah, me in front of me and my wife. I told you not to drink this fucking much, cursing and stuff. I'm like, holy shit. Like, this is an interesting take here. And so, yeah, we were bullshitting. He brought over his cousins. We were drinking, and the cousins were, like, very beer conscious, I guess. They knew all the breweries. They were pushing this one beer, and it was interesting that, like I said, I didn't see too many Latinos there, and it just reinforces what I already knew, which is the Latino community is not a connoisseur of fine liquors or beers. I think anything you put in front of us, I think we'll drink without hesitation and without complaint.
Yeah, and when you grow up drinking Mad Dog and Ice House and, you know, Cobra, like you said, I guess you don't develop that sophisticated palate, you know?
Yeah, it was, as I got older, I'll give you that, I was just like, man, I want beer with flavor. And I started with Sam Adams, and then from there I ventured out to other stuff. And I'm going to give you this. A lot of craft beers are fucking crap. But once in a while you do find a good beer, and you're like, this is what I think beer should taste like. The only problem is after you taste that beer at these craft shows, they're very hard to find because it's such a niche market, and they're not part of the big distributorships like Anheuser-Busch and the Coors Miller. And it becomes very hard to find, and you have to go to, like, Binny's. I don't want to be a Binny's guy. And like, oh, we could order that beer for you. I'm like, it's kind of weird to me. But
yeah, I know Binny's got a bunch of different ones. I've seen, like, Trader Joe's got, like, a bunch of, like, different, like, independent ones. Same thing with that other one, Whole Foods. Anywhere, like, those... You see, like, those single crafted, you know, like the Corral beer or whatever, you know, it's like some guy that, you know, makes beer in his backyard or in his garage.
So you're telling me if if Anheuser-Busch or the Miller Coors conglomerates came to Freeform Network, they're like, we want to put out a beer in your name, and they slap our logo on it, but the beer tasted like shit. You think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I would maybe get a koozie that has Freeform Network on it, but then have another beer inside of it.
So you're saying you're not going to take that big conglomerate beer money?
Well, we could hide it, man. Just hide it inside there, or just put a paper bag around it and say that it is Freeform, right?
Our logo, and then they put it over like Keystone Light or Milwaukee.
Yeah, I know.
That's my nightmare right there. But I'm not saying maybe we should think about it and do it.
Yeah, I hear that, man. I hear that.
But other than that, yeah, that was one of my big things. And lately, I guess I've been drinking too much damn beer and not having enough time. I've been wanting to go check out some movies. It's the summer. Officially, summer started on a shitty rainy day last week. But I've been trying to watch. The only movie I've seen this summer so far is the Avengers Infinity War.
And yeah, I think everybody's seen that one.
Yeah, apparently the $1 billion, everybody's seen it across the world, I think twice. But everything else that came out afterwards, I just haven't had time, man. Like, I wanted to go see Deadpool. I wanted to go see Solo so I could shit on it, even though everybody says it's... Some people are saying it's awesome. I wanted to see, the Deadpool and the Ant-Man one, which is coming out this week. The Jurassic Park, my wife wants to go see it. I'm not really, I'm not really up for it. And I do want to see Ready Player One, but I think it's already out streaming services. So we'll see how. I got to make some time. I think I'm going to try to make some time this weekend. Me and my wife, before I jumped down, we're talking about maybe going to the movies and try to see. She wants to see Jurassic Park, but I do not want to see that.
Yeah, Lana's a big Jurassic Park movie. She really digs it, especially the original. If it's ever on TV, she has to stop and watch it. It's one of those like Karate Kid movies that when you see it playing, you just got to stop and you know, scope it out.
Advice to all you single guys, if you want to get laid, go see a Jurassic Park movie.
Oh, man.
The women love them freaking dinosaurs. I don't know if it's Star-Lord, but all I know, all these women want to see Jurassic Park. I don't know why.
Yeah, she really digs the first one, and she even likes the ones after that, but I think it got kind of, I don't know, it went off the rails a little bit on 2 or 3 or 4, I don't know how many they did before they got Chris Pratt to come in and kind of, not reboot it, but kind of give it a fresher look at it.
Yeah, Chris Pratt is, I saw the reboot, I guess it's a fucking reboot, you could say that,
Well, I think they make mention of the first one because it's a sequel. It happens after the events of the first one. So they make mention of, I forget the doctor's name and the guy that originally made it.
The guy from...
the guy that from The Fly, the Charles Bronson guy, the bug eye guy.
He was in Thor.
Thor was? Some, yeah. Oh, yeah, Thor.
Chicks in a spaceship or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
the only cool part about him, he was trying to get laid in the first one or the second one. I don't even remember. But I think he makes did he make a cameo in the other one? I don't even remember. That's how forgettable that movie is to me.
He might have at the end. You know, given his one line that's really famous, like, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. If even though they're all girl dinosaurs, they're going to find a way to do it.
They're going to scissor it till it comes out.
Uh-huh, something like that. But, Jurassic Park, I'm going to probably go check it out because I know Lana really digs it. But I got a couple movies. What was that?
Does Junior like it?
Yeah, he kind of digs Jurassic Park. I mean, big dinosaurs, especially because I think in the trailers they kind of show that the dinosaurs make it onto the mainland. You know, kind of like always, they always make it onto the mainland and kind of start harassing the real people and breaking into houses and stuff, you know, start playing your PlayStation. And
now, wouldn't it be cool if, like, Godzilla made an appearance and starts, like, fucking them up? And they can't Kong, like, he texted him in King Kong.
I did read something about that, that King Kong, you know how they did the that soft reboot of him too, and then the one after that, yeah, with Samuel Jackson.
I thought he was just fucking up monkeys.
Well, it's Kong, but then I guess there's, I've been reading a few articles that they might bring Godzilla into that universe and finally bring them both together.
I mean, I seen the King Kong, I mean, a long time ago I saw what King Kong versus Godzilla, like in the 60s, right? Remember seeing that?
Yeah.
Corny as fuck, but man, that's a classic.
But yeah, I'm with you, man. I've been wanting to watch Deadpool 2. I haven't seen it, man, and it looks good, and it's like right up my alley. It was one of those movies that Alana didn't, you know, she's not really a superheroes movie kind of girl. But when I showed her Deadpool 1, man, she was cracking up and she was like, yeah, that was actually pretty good. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, Deadpool 2, I feel like it just came and went, right? Like, it did a bunch of money the first couple weeks and you never hear about it again. The only time I see a Deadpool is when I walk to 7-Eleven and he's trying to get me to buy a Slurpee or something.
Yeah, for a while he was on everything. He was... for their promotion, they were redoing DVD covers. So, like, they redid the Logan DVD cover, and it had Deadpool grabbing Logan's hand. And they redid a bunch of, like, I forget which ones off the top of my head now, but just a bunch of iconic DVD covers that you look at and you're like, yeah, that's that movie.
80s movies and yeah.
Like DVD slip covers, so you can slip it over your DVD, and then it'll be a new cover with Deadpool on it.
Yeah, like I said, I remember there was a big marketing push for it, but I know they had problems when they started filming that movie. I think from there it kind of turned me off because they fired the original director, left the one that made it with him, and I think Ryan Reynolds himself, like, took over. I don't know what the deal is, but after that I was like, oh man, this movie looks like it might suck, but I haven't really heard anything about it.
Yeah, that movie's got a few controversies, because I mean, even that guy, the actor, the one that's like kind of his best friend, he like called in like a bomb threat or something, and then he's just like, yeah, I was just playing around, and
the comedian guy.
And now they supposedly he's not going to be, or he's not in this part or something. I forgot what happened. I don't know if they cut him out completely, because I haven't seen the new Deadpool, but they either cut him out or he's not going to be in part 3 or whatever. But yeah, I know he created a big ruckus about calling in that bomb threat.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's one of the movies I want to try to see, but I know my wife's not going to like it. So all that leaves me with is Solo. And my gut is like, in everything, I'm a big Star Wars fan, but every fiber of my being as a Star Wars fan is to go in there and just shit on that movie, Danny. And I don't know if, do I just pay the matinee price just to go in there and say, this movie fucking sucks?
I haven't seen it, but I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think people are just kind of burnt out, man. It's like a Star Wars movie every year now, which for fanatics, maybe it's okay. But for like casual, somewhat like Star Wars fans, maybe they're kind of burnt out. And then people who are like, you know, kind of far away fans, you know, they're probably watching only like the main movies and not really these side movies. So I don't know why people are crapping it, because the few people that I know that went to go see it, they said it was a pretty good movie, but I know the majority are crapping on it. They're saying it's not that good of a movie.
Are those the same people that say that every Star Wars movie is the best movie ever made?
I have not talked to Efren about it, so I'm not really sure if he thinks it's the greatest Star Wars movie ever, but I mean, from the trailers, it looked half decent, and I've always liked that Solo character. I have always thought he's really intriguing, so I don't know if it's going to get corny or kind of, you know, like predictable, where you're going to see the beats coming up. You know, it's like those typical movies, but I'm going to go check it out. But I'm probably with you. I'll probably wait until it's at a matinee or it's at a Red Box.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, you know, they fired the original directors, and then who did they get? They get Richie Cunningham, people. You know, Richie from. Not fucking the Fonz.
Oh yeah, not the Fonz.
The guy that lived downstairs from him, the redheaded fuck. And you're just like, man.
Hey, speaking of Richie Cunningham. When is he just going to take that hat off, man? Everybody knows he's bald. Why do people do that, man? When you're bald and you wear a hat all the time, everybody knows the deal. It's not like, oh, my God, maybe this guy's got hair. People have seen you, dude. Take the hat off. It's cool, man.
So you have, when you're bald, you have three options. Is not to wear a hat, or get a fucking comb over or toupee. I mean, think out of the three, the hat's the coolest option.
Nah, but he wears some nasty hats, like those, I don't know, man, I hate to say it, but it's like one of those like white people hats, like it's kind of like broken down, and it's like, you know, like a car ran over it, and I'm like, dude, like get at least a hard crisp hat, man, you know, like, man, you just came out of lids with it kind of thing, you know, like, man, like you're blinging it, man. Yeah, but it's
the captain something representing an armed service like the Navy or the Army or some shit. But you're like, nah, man, fuck that. Get, I think you should just do a comb over.
Does he usually wear like those Navy hats and stuff?
Yeah, like the USS Indianapolis or the USS Arizona.
I guess I've never paid that close of attention to what's on it. I just see that it's all like broken down and kind of like half folding in half. And I'm just like, dude, man, at least get a decent hat, man, if you're going to be wearing it.
Come on, man. Give Richie Cunningham a break, man. I mean, he's the Fonz's BFF. Even though he left, what an asshole. He left in happy days and ditched the Fonz. Would you ditch the Fonz? I think I would have hanged out with him a little bit longer.
I don't know, man. He did jump the Shark Tank, so I think I would still be his friend.
Man, you think kids know what the hell happy days is?
Probably not, Andy. You're dating yourself now. Yeah. I mean, I don't got super memories of it, but I do recall it. I do recall that first it was Mr. Miyagi, and then it jumped over to Al, I think.
Well, Miyagi was Al.
Oh, yeah. First it was Miyagi, and then who was the – yeah, and then who was the other guy? Did they call him Al too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
They would have had like an accent, like then they would have gotten all their. They would have been superly, super diverse in the 50s.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Richie Cunningham directed Solo, and like I said, I want to see it just so I could come out in the next week in the next podcast and go, yeah, it fucking sucked. I want my money back, and I can't blame George Lucas no more. And if you see everything on the internet, everybody just has a hard-on for Star Wars and shitting on it from Rogue One down. Every fucking Star Wars movie that came out after that, people are just constantly shitting on it. So, and then that even scared the performance of Solo, scared Disney Star Wars. You know, rumors that they canceled a lot of the spin-off movies and all this other shit. So who knows what they're going to do.
Yeah, I know, man. I don't know. I'm hoping it's going to be good. I'm not too terribly worried about it.
Dan, don't you get passionate about shitting on movies?
Nah. To be honest, when I see all those memes and stuff like that, I'm just like, man, this is like mean-spirited, man. This is... I'm like, man, I mean, I don't want to seem like a snowflake or anything like that, but, man, it's like, you know... Why is everybody just got to shit on shit, man? Why can't people, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all?
In 30 years, we're going to be podcasting about how in the early aughts, I don't even know what fucking tens, people are like, yeah, people were just shitters. They shitted on people. And then maybe the people that come after us, they're going to be like super nice.
Yeah, I mean, even a guy at work told me the other day, he's like, Danny, why are you always smiling? Why are you always nice? You know, people see that and they see it as weakness. And I'm like, I don't know. Is that weakness?
Damn right it is in today's
Yeah.
To me, like you're hiding some shit. Like, look at that fake motherfucker walking around.
Well, I don't know, man. If it's like that, like weird happy face, you know, like, man, you just, you know, came out of a porno shop and you feel uncomfortable, so you got like this big smiley face on your face. That is creepy. But to me, I think I got like a normal, regular smiley face, you know?
Does your wife say, oh, baby, you're always so happy? Why?
I think she actually gets pissed off that I have a happy smile on my face, and she's like, look at this motherfucker, man, always happy.
I would like to hear her take, like, you know, your husband's very happy, but he didn't say it's because of you.
No, my family is a big part of this smile that I carry every day, Andy. So yeah, during lunch you were making mention of the vacation, man. So where are you going, and man, are we gonna be doing a podcast from your vacation spot, or what's going on?
Yeah, I don't think the place I'm going has a strong Wi-Fi.
All right.
So, maybe we're gonna have to YouTube it, or I don't know what the fuck. I don't even know. But yeah, I mean, I'm going back for the honeymoon. I went to Cabo, which was sweet. We're gonna go back there for the one-year anniversary, because we completed 1 year like a couple weeks ago. And she was like, "You gotta take me back," because she wants to go to the Arch or El Arco, and the beach for the Lovers Beach, La Playa de Amores, Los Amorados. So we want to go there. That's one of the reasons we're going back. But other than that, the resort we're staying is pretty sweet. We're going to a different resort. And it's all you can eat, drink, and fuck.
But it's the same resort, but a different side, right?
No, it's a different resort.
Oh, a different resort completely.
Last minute, we were talking about going to the same resort, but one of the reasons we picked this one, because it's closer to town.
And, okay.
And it's easier for us to go into town and do, because there's shit to do in town. Cabo's a big party town. We do that for, at least we want to try that for like maybe a night or two. Just staying in the resort.
So this beach de Amor, is it like a nude beach, or what's the deal with it?
So El Arco, the Arch, is like this natural.
Is it as big as the Arc at St. Louis, or?
No, I don't think so.
That's what I picture. You're telling me El Arco. I'm like, I'm picturing like this big archway from like the St. Louis one.
No, that's a big fucking arch. So this one is an arco. I'm going to say Arco, but it's, you know, for our non-speaking Spanish people, the arch. Not the McDonald's arch, but like an arch. When you think of an arch, you know what I'm talking about. Think of the McDonald's arch, but just half of a McDonald's arch. But naturally, that was formed by the waves of the water. So it's like a big tourist. I don't want to say touristy, but it is like a, they plug it as like a natural phenomenon type of thing. Like, it's kind of cool because the waves made it. And then there's a beach there. And a lot of people go there because you have to take a boat to get onto there. You just can't walk over there.
And you gotta pay the DFA cops and stuff to get there, or what, man?
Anybody could go there. You just need a boat. And I was reading up on, you could book a taxi boat, pay them like $10.
Like the kinds from Italy with those paddle boat guys.
They put a motor at the end of it, and you pay your $10. They dump you off, and they take somebody back.
Nah, the biggest ocean I've been in Andy, is called Lake Michigan.
Oh, that's a lake.
Yeah.
Nah, those waves don't compare to nothing when you go to the ocean. I almost had a girlfriend eaten up by the ocean. Sorry for another day. But overall, yeah, it's we want to go. We had a great time. I think there's a lot of people who count pennies. I think that brings a good value for what you're paying for.
Is this an all-inclusive one like last time?
All-inclusive. We booked it through, when you think of do anything, think of Costco first. It's one of their slogans, and I can't believe I'm saying that, because anything I do now, I think of Costco first, because they have so many fucking options, so many things that they offer that people don't know about. You can buy a damn car through Costco if you want.
Yeah, man, condoms, get a condo boxes.
Yeah, condos by the pallet. It's a special order. I looked at that. But, you know, I'm like, I don't need this shit, man. I'm Andy.
Yeah. That's the best part, man.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I don't need this stuff, man. I'm Superman. But otherwise, going back to the vacation, yeah, man, it's all inclusive. All you can eat. They have restaurants in the resort. You just make a reservation. You go there when you're supposed to, and you don't got to pay. You just got to tip everyone. And if you're a good tipper, those people are going to take care of you. So all the people that work, the staff's going to take care of you.
Yeah, man, you were telling me about these cups that you saw last time when you were out there drinking. What kind of cups were they using?
So when we went on my honeymoon, I noticed a lot of the American tourists, they had these Yeti, these tumblers. Like those.
The Yeti?
The Yetis, as one of our podcasters likes to say. And I'm like, man, why are all these people got these huge-ass cups, these insulated tumblers, you know, metal, and a lot of them said Yeti or Yeti. And I'm like, well, excuse me, like, why did you bring that? They fill it up with booze or liquor instead of those little, like, normal size cups. So they bring
like a Dixie food. Cup?
No, like a pint glass, you know. You
would have okay, that's what they usually give it to you in.
Yeah, and I'm just like, they bring in these like 40 ounce tumblers and 32 ounce tumblers. These people are getting like fucking blasted, and the staff fills it up for you. And I'm just like, damn, these people did it right. That's what I get for not searching the internet before I go. So for my anniversary, one of my guests, my wife got me a Yeti tumbler, a 32-ounce one. So now I'm like, man, I got like, I can't wait to break this motherfucker in, man, because I'm going to get fucked up.
Yeah, man, I was hating when you text me that pic of that Yeti. And I was like, man, it's got to be sweet, man. Yeah, man, so it sounds like it's gonna be a good time, man, especially when it's all inclusive. You don't have to worry about anything. You could just eat what you want to eat, drink what you want to drink, and just hang out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean the Yetis, I had a generic one that I bought at Home Depot for like $10. That thing's already, it's not even been a year and it's already chipping, and I mean, it does the job. It just looks ugly as fuck. These Yetis, they guarantee it not to chip. They guarantee it to keep it cold for like 24 hours or keep it hot. It does everything. It's like, it's the shit right now.
Nah, cool, man. Yeah, you got to keep them drinks cold, man. That's how they're the best, man.
Yeah, so it's been, like I said, it's pretty sweet. I can't wait to break it in. One of the biggest things, I'm like, oh, man, she's like, we should get these things engraved, but I feel like that's too over the top.
Yeah, man. I think there's still places that do that. I thought I saw some place in the mall that does engraving, that Little Things or Happening Things. I forget what that store's called.
Yeah, those things are expensive. They charge you by the letter and the size. It's like the first letter is like the most expensive one, and the rest are like $5.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I got a couple engraved things. I got a beer, what do they call those? Like those big, like.
The steins?
Yeah, I got one of those with my name engraved in it. And it's pretty sweet. And then I got those things the winos carry, the flasks. I got one of those.
Do you have a with. Flask?
Yeah, I got a flask with my name on it. Yeah, I've only used it once, man. I took it to a wedding once. I put a little SoCo in it so I could just be taking a couple shots while I'm at the wedding. And, that was the only time I really used it. But I kind of noticed that it's too big. Like, it's one of those full-size ones. And it'd be sweet if I had, like, a mini one that's only about, like, half. I think that'd be perfect for, like, a single use. Yeah, no, man. You know me, man, Andy, man. I need to have the best of the best, man, all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Another thing we just got recently was, not recently, but we've had it for a while. We've been expanding little by little is Alexa.
Right.
We've been having her around the house and been trying to get a little smart here. You know what I'm saying, Andy?
I don't know. It's kind of scary, man. I was hoping you say Alexa's dumb or something. But
what she's doing? Yeah, no. With all the recent reports, it does kind of freak me out, you know. But I try not to get too paranoid because it is a little convenient. Just because I could really dig music at any time, you know, like I'll be walking around and I'm just like, you know, I feel like listening to Jamonin, and I'll tell Alexa, hey man, play some Jamonin, and shoot, man, she'll drop that beat, man. Hell yeah, man. That's all I tell her. It's like, Alexa, zoom, zoom, zoom in the boom, boom. And man, she knows what I'm talking about. Yep. Yeah, man. But then I tell her, like, hey, give me some R. Kelly. And she's like, you want me to piss on you? And I'm like, no, 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 stop. And then, you know, it's pissing all over the place. Yeah, but digital, man. It's digital. But yeah, man. We've been popping some Alexa. We got one in the bedroom, you know, just to hear us in case we're laying down and we know what we want to hear. And then we got one in the kitchen, and then we got one in, like, the family room.
Does Alexa ever start, when you start doing that, does it just start playing the music automatically without you telling it?
Nah, man, that'd be sweet. I'm going to email I'm going to email the Amazon guy. What's his name?
Oh, Bezos?
Yeah. Bezos. I'm going to tell him to put that update in there. But yeah, man, it's been expanding because Alexa used to only listen to her name, and that's the only time she would listen. But now, like, there's a lot of reports that she's listening all the time and recording, and then she stores it. And then I guess some lady just actually she found her conversation got emailed to one of her friends by accident, and she's just like, I didn't even know it was recording. It just,
Alexa, you bitch, how can you
save me? Yeah, I know. But it is convenient, man. I was cooking a steak like a month ago, and Chef Ramsey said you got to flip it over every like minute and a half or whatever it was. And so I would, while I'm cooking it, I'm, you know, throwing in the garlic and butter and all that good shit. You know, I'd be like, Alexa, minute and a half timer, and then boom, it would just go off on point. And so everything was just voice acted. So it was pretty sweet and convenient.
Now, do you feel it benefits the house for what you guys wanted to do?
I mean, I got to admit, I don't have the fastest of internets, and I don't have all these smart features. I mean, this is an older house. But I would imagine with a newer house or a house that has some more of these smart features with like the thermostats that are connected Wi-Fi, with the lights that are connected Wi-Fi, security systems, stuff like that are a little more smart, it would benefit people like that a lot more. And where I don't have those things, I mean, the most I have is Alana got me one of those sockets for the lights, for like the light bulbs. So I have like two of those in the house. So if I tell, hey, Alexa, turn on the living room light, it'll turn on that light. So that's pretty convenient, but yeah, but with the new Amazon buying out Ring, that company Ring that puts that camera on your doorbell for your front door, I'm thinking about maybe picking up one of those security systems. Maybe when Amazon Days comes up, I think it's coming up next week or next month or something like that. So I'm probably gonna keep an eye out for maybe one of those security cameras by Ring.
You have a dog, man. You don't trust your dog.
Yeah, man. But you know, every now and then, especially that back door, I get kind of worried. We don't have central air, so I got air conditioning in my room. So you know, even though the dog is loose around the house, and you know, every now and then I'll hear the dog barking and, you know, going to make a ruckus because, you know, there's some kid walking across the street. It does help me sleep at night, but you know, you just never know. And I think maybe having a security camera, you know, motion detector and all that bullshit, you know, it might make things a little safer.
Yeah, a bad neighborhood out. I don't think so.
Nah, but, you know, there's bad shit happens everywhere, man. Sometimes you turn on the news and they're just like, man, this is a peaceful neighborhood. I don't know what's going on. These people just came out of nowhere. So, you know, you always got to be ready. You always got to have your Bible in one hand and the peace in the other, getting ready to take care of anything that comes. Yeah, I know. Then I'm screwed, man. I'm like, hey, dial up. Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, so it's just.
It looks cool, but I'm like, man, I'm worried about all that stuff because I always feel like it's recording when it's not supposed to or listening.
Well, they say smart TVs do the same thing. You know, when you got those smart TVs that got Netflix and they're always connected to the internet. That those be listening all the time, and laptops with cameras and, you know, webcams and stuff like that, that they're always watching. So I don't know if you just put your head in the sand or in the hole like ostriches and, you know, you just don't worry about it, or if you're just paranoid and just stay off the grid.
I know you like technology like that. I know you're going to get it, so. I think you should just, when you buy it, put a review up. I know you mentioned you got Alexa, and to me, my wife kind of brought it up around Black Friday because I think that they had a lot of sales, or the Google Home one. It wasn't the Amazon one. And I'm just like, I don't really want that in the house. I don't even want an iPad, man, because I don't want them to, even though my iPhone already knows where the hell I'm at all the time. And I'm pretty sure sending stuff to Steve Jobs and shit. Even though he's dead, he probably knows where I'm at all times. I get worried about stuff like that, man.
No, I hear you. Me too. But man, it just breaks you down. Like iPass, like you mentioned, it was a long time I didn't have it, and then I was just like, man, I'm just tired of paying double the toll. So I finally broke down and got iPass a few years ago. But I'm surprised you haven't gotten, especially with your new commute. There's sometimes tolls you're passing. I would have broken down and got iPads right away.
Shit, man. I know these streets. I just take shortcuts.
All right.
I really wake up late. I got to take the expressway at 60 cents. It's a motherfucker.
But yeah, man. I know Junior uses it for homework, like actually to cheat. You know, he'll be doing some, you know, what's the capital of this? And he's, you know, trying to figure it out. And then he just asks Alexa, and Alexa will tell him. Yeah, I mean, when you ask it something that it's just like beyond its capabilities or whatever, it'll say no, or it'll say, you know, I can't do that, or.
Hey Alexa, why don't you cook me the steak instead of me?
But yeah, man, it's pretty sweet. I would imagine it'd be more useful to somebody like I mentioned that's more connected, and it's got a lot more features in the house so that you could. You know, tell it, you know, turn up the temperature, or turn on the camera in the front. They even got those Alexas with the video screens. I forget what they're called. But they got like a little like tablet size screen. And so you could ask it to bring stuff up like, hey, play a YouTube clip from, you know, the Usher concert or whatever. And then it'll pop up and you'll be able to see it. Yeah, I got three of them. I know it gets on Alana's nerves because we're either using her or we're not using her at all. And usually Junior forgets about it, but as soon as he hears me using it, he's like, oh, yeah, we got Alexa. So everywhere he goes, he's like, hey, play this song. And then he'll be jamming out there, and then it'll finish, and then he'll go into the next room that we have, and it'll be like, hey, play this song. And my wife's just like, hey, can you stand still? Don't. Walk around the whole house turning on every Alexa playing music. He's like, what the hell's wrong with you? Yeah. But it's pretty sweet. The few times I've had like family over for dinner, for lunch or whatever, to come eat at the house, I've turned on Alexa and turned on the music, and it's cool to control it. You know, you're just, you know, chillaxing with a beer or whatever, you know, and everybody's kind of laid back, and you know, you're playing whatever kind of music. You could change the mood, play something a little more upbeat, you know. It's all on the fly. And I mean, and granted, you could probably do it on your phone if you got some Bluetooth thing and type it in, but it does feel sweet, you know, to be able to do stuff voice acted without having to touch anything or do anything.
Yeah, I mean, describing it sounds sweet. I don't know, man. The Skynet stuff, you know, I've talked about in other shows. That stuff, I know that's where we're going towards. But I can't imagine. I mean, once in a while I use Siri, but I know Siri doesn't compare to Alexa.
Yeah. I mean, how often do you use those features on your phone, like the GPS? Do you have that on your phone and location finding?
Yeah, I do use that because I live very far now.
Yeah, you gotta always map. You know how to get into Ohio and.
I still use MapQuest once in a while. Is that normal?
Damn, MapQuest. Now that's an old one. Now usually I just use Google Maps or the one that Apple gives you.
Yeah, that's what I said. The Siri, I use it. But I know, like I said, we talked about it, and I was just like, I don't want Alexa. I don't want the Google Home one. I don't know. Does Apple have one? I don't even know. But I'm not interested in any of that.
Yeah. Now, you know, sometimes you do have to kind of break down and just get some of those high techs, or sometimes you just gotta, you know, keep it real. Like the other day, my shower broke, man, and I had to break down and watch some YouTube videos to see how to fix it. And then I called this guy that usually does some work for me around the house, and he came over and looked at it.
Really?
And I felt kind of, you know, non-manly doing it. I don't know how you would say it, but nah, trust me, man. When I can, I try to fix it on my own. I mean, I think I mentioned in this podcast, and I know I text you a picture, Andy, but it was a few years ago that my garage door retention spring broke, and it felt good fixing it, man. I had called somebody for a quote, and it was like some ridiculous amount, and I'm like, holy shit. And I went to Menards and I saw the spring itself only ran this much. And I started watching YouTube videos and I'm like, yeah, I think I could do this. I think I could do it. And then I tried it. And my wife yelled at me afterwards because all the videos start off with, this is dangerous and you can get killed. So be careful what you're doing. Yeah. But I don't know with the shower, with plumbing, water, stuff like that. I'm like, I don't know. All I need to do is try to be loosening a pipe or something. The thing burst, and then it just becomes a bigger problem.
Yeah, there's some things you got to learn how to tack on your own. Like, I've messed around with some of the plumbing, but it all depends. Where I hesitate, if it's inside the wall, then I ain't fucking with it.
Yeah, no, I hear that. So I called this guy over, real nice guy. He works like in heating and air conditioning, like full time. So he came over and he looked at it. And as soon as he looked at it, he was just like, dude, I can do this job for you if you want. But to be honest, I'll just be taking your money because this is so easy. You could do it yourself. And he's like, look, he's like, you got an adjustable wrench? And I'm like, yeah, here you go. He loosened this one like a cap. And as soon as he loosened that cap, he's like, look, this whole thing comes apart. It pulls out. He's like, just take this to Menards, look for a replacement, and just put it back together the way you saw me take it apart. And that's it. That's all it really is. And I'm like, oh, okay. No, man, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, no, if I had that ghetto money, man, then I might have still done that. Been like, yeah, you know, thanks, man, but can you do it for me anyways? But no, I ran out to Menards the following day. And I took that piece with me, and with the help of the guy that worked there and Junior, I actually found the replacement piece and brought it back home.
Now, quick question, everybody out there, I'm pretty sure wants to know. Now, did you do it by yourself, or did you have your son or your wife helping you? Were you bossing them or telling them what to do?
No, since it was one of those hot days, and I was actually looking forward to a shower, and we were down with our shower for 2 days. So I had gone already, it was already on the second day without a shower. And I'm just like, man, I got to take a shower today, man. I can't wait no more. Max, you can go as maybe one day without a shower, 2 days here. Now you're pushing it. You're pushing that funk really to a bad area. So as soon as I got home, I started taking all the stuff out that I had bought at Menards. And I started doing it myself. And my son, he kind of came over, and I think he saw that look on my face of desperation. And he's just like, I'm getting the hell out of here. And he took off. But I started putting it back together, and it went to get back together pretty easily, just like the guy mentioned. Fastened it down, and that's it, man. I told my wife, hey, get up here. And she came up, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to go turn on the water, because I had turned off the water the hot water for the house. And I'm like, hey, come up here, because I'm going to turn on the valve, and let me know if it starts leaking like a sieve or if everything looks fine. And yeah, I turned on. Yeah, leaking like a sieve. I don't even know what a sieve is, but I know plumbers and people in the industry say that, like when something, it just keeps spewing and there's no way to shut it off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, does Alana just go, oh, okay? And you wonder, like, I don't think she knows what I mean. Or, you know, she knows.
I think she got the gist, or at least interpreted what I meant. But yeah, I turned on the water. And everything was cool, man. It was just like the guy said. So hopefully the repair sticks and nothing goes bad with it. But I threw on some silicone, and I told my wife, I'm like, man, I'm going to give that thing a good, 15 minutes. But, man, I got to go take a shower. I'm like, I got to go to work the next day, and I don't want to be stinking like a foot. So, yeah, let it dry up a minute, and then I took a shower, and, man, it felt great. I was just like, man, this feels good to actually do something with your hands, fix it. It finally works out like it was meant to, not like typical repairs where you get halfway through it and something doesn't fit, or you're missing a part, or you're missing a tool. So I was really happy and grateful, man.
Did you have any time during that repair just want to call the guy and go, hey, man, finish this shit up or finish this up for me, or call your brothers and go, man, I need your help. Help.
Nah. Everything was pretty simple, like the guy mentioned. I did call him up and thanked him. I bet you he saw me on the caller ID, and he's probably like, man, what the hell does this guy want? He couldn't even change a faucet? What the hell is he calling me? But, yeah, I called him up, and I told him, hey, I just want to say thanks, man, because he really helped me out. Sometimes when you call these tech guys or tech to come out and do some repairs, man, it's like $100 just to come out and look at it and, assess what the problem is. And, man, it could get costly really quick.
Now, the repair, the cost of the repair, was it under $50?
Well, what I bought was a little over $50, but that's only because I bought these extra pieces just in case. Like, it came with, like, the piece that I need to replace came with like an extension rod, and I'm like, mine looks in somewhat good condition. I think I could reuse it, but my wife's like, well, you better buy it just in case. So I got a replacement, and then she's like, well, while you're fixing the hot water, do you want to fix the cold water? So then I bought the cold water pack, and then she's like, well, while you're changing this, do you want to change that? So by the time I walked out, it was like $60 worth of stuff that I walked out with. But after finishing the job, I packed up all the stuff that I didn't use, and I'm planning to take it back and probably get like $20 in credit. So, yeah, it'll probably be under $50 when it's all said and done.
In any of that time, I'm just trying to gauge here your thought process. Like, did you outweigh like $50 in parts, and the guy might charge me like $100 or something? Or did you ever decide, like, should I just call my dad up and go, Dad, can you do this for me?
My dad, he's pretty cool about coming and helping me. But he's sort of in the same boat as me. He was one of them guys that, let me call, Joe Schmo up to come fix this. Or let me call your tío because he knows about this. Or ese David, he knows about electricity, right? Call him over so he can come help us fix this. So he's also one of them guys that let's call somebody to come take care of this for us.
That is my mentality as I got older. Like, man, fuck this. Just call this guy up. I don't care. Because I look at it, I assess it. I'm like, man, I'm going to be fucking sweating if I start fucking with this thing. I can get it done, but is it worth it? And I'm like, nah, I'll just call this guy up.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good doing things on your own. Fixing things. I know I feel gratification from it, but I hear you, man. Sometimes you see something, you see a project, and you're like, man, this is a little above my pay grade. I don't really know what I'm doing. And if I do touch it, I'm just probably going to end up messing it up even worse.
And that thought process, did you ever think about, like, man, I should call Andy up?
Nah. Now that you live so far, man, I can't call you on the whim and be like, yo, Andy, come over here. Bring a six-pack and some cigarettes, and we're going to fix this.
I would have gone, but I don't think anything would have gotten fixed that afternoon. Because, yeah, we would have been fucking drunk already.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when we were younger and things would break down, like famously Oscar's head gasket on his car. And he's like, yeah, come on over, guys. Help me change this head gasket. And we got there. We started drinking. At the time, we were smokers, so we were smoking. And I don't remember that head gasket being changed the whole time.
No, my cousin, man, he's a mechanic. He went to school for it. He knows what he's doing. But sometimes back in the day, he had us, yeah, man, shit's easy. And that turned into like a one-hour job, turned into like an all-fucking night job. And we're driving towards Chicago because there's like a 24-hour auto store trying to get shit to make so we get his truck running and stuff. And there was many a night like that a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember that. Now that you mention it, I remember that time that I had to drive over to, was it Little Caesars or where these guys go, Caesarland?
We went to Caesarland.
Yeah, these guys went to Caesarland and something broke on his belt or something.
Shit easy, but he got the pump on there quick, but what he couldn't get was these bolts to hold the fan, and he snapped one. I think he snapped one or two, and the thing went in, it was like all wobbly and shit, and we had to go to somewhere in the city to pick up some fucking bolts, because by then it was like 11 o'clock at night. What, back then, you know, there wasn't like now, like AutoZone and all this, so there's a lot of them that are open 24 hours a day. Back in the day, that wasn't the case. And we had to go, like, deep in the hood to get it. It's like, in the west part of Chicago, like, the west side of Chicago, we had to go somewhere to get this shit.
Yeah, it was the only one open that late. And I remember I had just started dating this girl. And it was, like, our third date or something. And Oscar called me, and he's like, yo, man, come on over. I need your help. My truck broke down, and I need somebody to give me a ride and blah, blah, blah. Or to pick up his kids and drop them off because he had his kids with him. And I remember telling this girl, yeah, it should be quick. Oscar said it'll be, like a 15-minute thing. And when I got there, like you mentioned, Andy, it didn't work out that way.
So you're saying Oscar was cock-blocking you that night?
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember what plans we had, but we did have plans like, hey, let's go to the movies or go eat or something. And then when Oscar called, I'm like, yeah, we're going to get a little sidetracked. I'm going to go help out a buddy, but it should only be like 15 minutes, he said. And that ended up turning out being the whole night. And by the time we were done, it's like, yeah, you know, it's getting kind of late. She was living with her parents, so I was just like, all right, I'll take you home before you get in trouble.
Now, forever you guys dated after that, did she hate Oscar throughout your whole relationship?
It was something that she never forgot, for sure.
Did she think, like, that Andy seems like a nice guy, but that Oscar, fuck him.
I don't quite recall exactly how it worked out, but I do remember that she never forgot our third date. Or
she was throwing it in your face.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's sort of even like with my wife, Alana. It was like our second or third date, and Saul calls me out of the blue, and he's just like, or at my parents' house. Yeah, we both lived at my parents' at the time. He's just like, hey, man, let's go to the horse track. He's like, let's go to the horse track and go do some gambling, man. He's like, it's like it's rib night or something. I forgot what special it was, but it was like, it was something. And I was just like, yeah, man, that sounds like a plan. Let's go, man. And I had a date with Alana, my wife. We were just boyfriend, girlfriend at the time. And we go over there. She still doesn't let me forget it, man. Every now and then she brings it up. It's like, yeah, I can't forget how on our second or third date, he took me to the horse track races. And then she claims that I ditched her. And I'm over there with Saul. You know, we're all like drinking and smoking and just hanging back. Yeah, you know, trying to get inside tips on whose horse is broken and this and that. So
I see you there. You and Saul drinking with cigars, and Alana's just over there like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Prime ribs sucked.
I mean, Saul brought his girlfriend at the time too. So I mean, they're both hanging back and talking. Yeah, but still, Alana makes mention of it every now and then. I mean, I had a good time, but obviously it wasn't the romantic evening maybe she was planning. So maybe she has a more of a sour point than I do.
That, I can't imagine. She says just like, okay, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, because I think it was the first time she's ever been to a racetrack, so she didn't really know what to expect. I don't know if she thought it was going to be like a... what's that famous horse race, you know, every year? What was it?
Preakness?
No, the big horse race where people bring out their big hats and, you know, I forget the name of it.
I think it's the
Preakness. Is that what it is? I don't know. It doesn't sound familiar, but the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. So I don't know if that's what she imagined, you know, but it was just like a... No, especially the one that we went to. It's one that's kind of close here to our house, and it definitely does not look like the Kentucky Derby that people see on the TVs.
Right. It's, dude, that place, I don't know how we went there so much, you know, but it was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was definitely a part of our childhood that was cool, man, because, you know, we're barely 18, you know, we're thinking we're all cool out of high school and heading over to the track and just doing some gambling, thinking we're big shots by placing $5 bets on horses, you know.
You tried the trifecta, right? You won a couple.
Yeah, man. I remember getting into it. You know, at first we were just doing straight bets, and then the more we got comfortable doing trifectas, and I forget what the 2-1 is, exactas or something like that. Man, it's been so long since I've gone, but I remember for a while we were going for quite a bit, you know, we're doing it more often than not, you know, going to the racetrack for the horses and then going to even the dog races for the greyhounds.
We went to a couple dog races up in Kenosha. I don't know if that was still around. I know the Maywood had a good run, so, speaking of good runs, we got to wrap this up, Danny. Again, we want to thank you all for listening, and you can follow Freeform Network on Facebook and Twitter under Freeform Network. Send your questions and suggestions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. We want to hear back from you guys, especially after our long layoff. We want to hear your comments and whatever you guys think we need to improve on, if any. I think we're pretty fucking badass. And don't forget to check out our Podbean page, freeformnetwork.podbean.com. As always, you guys remember, all our links are there. And to all our other apps, iTunes, Stitcher, et cetera, YouTube, we're on there too. So give that, check that out. And this is iCloud Andy here, and
Daniel over here.
So we want to thank you guys for checking us out. We should have Noel relatively back soon, and we're going to have some articles with we're going to try to provoke your guys' minds and way of thinking, and we want to hear, you know, your thoughts on that. But We want you guys to listen, and you guys have a good week, and we'll see you soon.
That was cool, Dad.